Hi, you guys. It's Naisha. I know it's been a minute, but you guys are missed and loved. I hope you're staying safe. Welcome back to the Kickback Theory Podcast. Girl, introduce yourself. You're in the episode two.
I was just waiting just to be, introduced, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess. Hi.
Who the hell are you?
Excuse the hell out of me. Like, y'all don't know me already. Hi, guys. My name is Ashley. I am Maisha's co-host.
Sometimes
the co-host.
And you're my sister.
And I'm her sister. I love being her sister.
When you guys get the chance, you guys have to check out her YouTube. It's going up there. And yes. Also check out her reels.
Y'all gotta check my Instagram reels, girl.
I dress her.
She be helping me sometimes.
I'm good at dressing skinny people. I'm working on the big people. Y'all like little poupettes, like little Barbie dolls. So, it's been a minute. I just wanted to come here and bless you guys with a new episode. So, we'll talk about why I had to take a break. I had to take a break from the podcast to recognize my life and also fall back in love with doing this. Because in the beginning, I was just like, oh my gosh, I love it. But then I started looking at numbers and then I started looking at my time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have time. I was like, oh my gosh, it's not popping as much. But as a creative, we sometimes look at logistics and stuff. Like, I understand, but it just takes time. So I'm working on being more patient, not only patient with my craft, but also patient with myself when it comes to like putting everything with what I want and also just better time management, I guess, in a sense, to better explain it. Because I know everyone's like, the pandemic changed their lives upside down. Some people lost jobs. But personally for me, for the pandemic, my life still, I work from home full time.
And the workload for you didn't change.
Yeah, my workload didn't change. Just my time. I just don't have time. But yeah, so I just need that mental break and also just falling back in love with doing this.
Yeah, being a creative is actually really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially where you feel like everyone's doing it. And also when you just feel like you're just not cutting it or you're just not doing superior work. But we have to already understand that, like, we're already great. We just have to just put in the time and the effort to become sharp, perfect our craft. It's challenging, even for me. I've been on YouTube for 5 years, and I just hit 500 subscribers. I'm like, damn, 5 years. And I'm like, these hoes be posting one little video of their ass at the park. One little video of them living in a trailer park or a little van thing. They blow up. But it's just like, that's not everyone's way. Like you said, it's good to take a break. You know, this quote says, rest, don't quit. So you can, like, recharge and take care of yourself mentally and just be, get your head back in the game. That's what they do at halftime, right? Don't they take a little break?
Yeah.
When they play their little sports?
Definitely.
I'm not a sports shouty.
No. Yesterday, while I was chilling, when I had a little bit of free time, I jumped on Clubhouse. I'm on Clubhouse, y'all. I'll put my profile in the story so y'all can follow me. And there was some creatives from the Boston area, and they were just talking about, like, how Corona affected their business and, like, their livelihood and also, like, took a damper on their creative mode. So it kind of gave me some encouragement to just know that I'm not the only one, because I thought I was low-key going crazy. I was like, why is, like, I'm just, but it made sense. And I just really felt like that space just, like, it, like, kind of warmed up my heart to, like, push through all the BS.
So how's Clubhouse? Like, how does it work?
Clubhouse is an app that you have to be invited, like someone has to send you the link in order for you to sign up, and then like you get to go to these different chat rooms or different rooms to hear people talk, or like they have moderators there, virtual audio, I guess, dinner parties. People sometimes, if you're on the right one, you might find a boyfriend or, a hookup. People be trying to, fly each other out. The pandemic made people lonely. But like for me, what I use Clubhouse to network and get to meet other people, especially in the Boston area that's into, like, podcasts, vibes, because, I like vibes. Anything carnival. I'm part of this carnival group. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. She's a soca boca princess at the house.
Yeah, I'm whining. I'm ready.
Every day. My mom's like, what's the thing she do that says? I hear her boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, she's looking to soca, right, her boom, boom, boom.
Let me tell you, my body is stiff. You had a question about Clubhouse?
Oh, no. I just know that everyone is obsessed with this Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I'm like, oh, y'all love it. Clubhouse. Y'all love this Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. But talking about Clubhouse, Zendaya was supposed to be on. I think she did do a Clubhouse today for her movie Malcolm and Marie.
Okay.
So that is like a love story that came out on Netflix today. I'm going to go watch it after I'm done with this episode. So if you guys watched it, definitely comment down below if you guys watched it and tell me your opinions and everything. We're going to do a poll on Instagram and, like, you know, ask you guys if you guys watched it and how you guys feel about it. I'm very interested because Denzel Washington's son is fine as shit, number one. Fine as hell. And Zendaya, she's very beautiful. She's cute. I gotta give her her points. Yeah, I gotta give her her points.
There was a lot of...
And she's a great actress. Like, especially...
What?
You don't think she's a great actress?
From Euphoria? Euphoria, she does not hold the show. The other people. Her character's barely on the show.
Oh, wow. Like, really? I think she was a great actress. But we'll see. We'll see. I didn't watch it yet. We'll see. And it's about love. Y'all know this is the month of love. This is February. This is Black History Month. We have to show black love. We have to
But what about the outcry of her playing the role? How do you feel about that?
What outcry?
People are complaining, saying that, like, she's too sexualized, that she's, like... I think it's just that people are stuck...
Oh, because the age gap?
The age gap.
Oh, my goodness. They're not together in real life. And even if they was together in real life, what does that matter to us?
I don't know. I think a lot of people are just uncomfortable with her. You know, because you're so used to seeing her playing the kid roles. Like, what was the show? Jump on Up? No. Shake It Up.
Shake It Up?
She was on Shake It Up. So, I think people are just uncomfortable.
Okay. So... To be honest, I think people make too much of a commotion about shit that has nothing to do with them, nothing to pertain with them. Zendaya's age and this dude's age and they're playing a film together, it doesn't matter. That's besides the point. It's about the chemistry and it's about the actual film itself. If they work well together, I think that's obviously up to the casting director. If they feel like those two people are best to play this, you know, this role and make the story come to life, honestly. And number two, with the idea that, oh, she's being sexualized because, you know, she was a Disney star. It's the same thing with the Chloe and Halle thing, because when she was doing her body yaddy stuff, I personally was like, oh, she's showing out. For me, I was like, okay, Chloe's showing out because she got some dude on her back or some dude she's trying to make sick. She was trying to have him sick to her belly, Ellie. That's what I thought. I didn't really see it as, like, her being overly sexual. But she did have the best busted challenge. I want to do the busted challenge. But after she did it, I said, I was too slow.
I think she's so gorgeous. Like, I love the locks. Her body is sickin' sick.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think she needed to go on IG and cry, like... I would have went on IG and be like, suck it up. I'm a whole adult. Like,
yeah, I don't. The crying thing, I feel like.
But I think people were like body shaming her and stuff. But it's just like in 2021, y'all body shaming. Like, if you don't like how someone look, just delete, mute, and keep it pushing. You don't have MD behind your name. Oh, you look too big. Oh, you shouldn't do this. You're not their mother. Keep pushing. Keep pushing.
Yeah.
I need to work for PR. Like, because I would have been her. I would have been like.
To me personally, I don't think the crying was necessary. Mm-hmm. I did kind of feel bad when she was crying when I was watching it. Because I was like, why is this girl crying? What's she crying about? Like, what is to be sad about?
Even though she's grown, she's still young. You know what I'm saying?
But it's no matter how you flip it, when people keep talking about you, like, words hurt your feelings, you know? And I feel like people forget that celebrities or social media people are just people. Yeah. And people are mean as hell. Like, Black Twitter is a vicious land.
Don't say that so they can come over here. Because I'm sensitive too. I'll start crying. I'll make a video crying myself.
No, but I'm telling you, this is a scary land.
Yeah, no, but Chloe, you ain't got a crisis. You're doing good. Zendaya, I'm looking forward to watching your movie. Are we watching it together?
Do you want to watch it with me? I know some people...
No, you too have to. I need watching in peace.
Oh, really? Okay. I'm a movie commenter when I watch a movie. Mm-hmm. So I know that some people don't really like watching love stories, but I do. I like it. I enjoy it. The Proposal is my favorite movie of all time. Hey, Sandra Bullock.
Goodbye.
I love that movie, girl.
Speaking of love, I guess not so much love. There was also a football player from the Seahawks.
I don't even know where that is or what that means.
Seattle.
We're in Seattle.
Washington. Wow. The education system is trash. What?
Is that near California?
Yes. Okay. West Coast.
I live over here on the East Coast.
So this football player, Chad Wheeler, has been released of his duties from the football team. And I think he's been charged for choking his black girlfriend. Because I guess he was having like an episode because he's bipolar. Because she wouldn't bow to him. Yeah, he must have been having a really bad episode. Because I feel like if you're in an interracial relationship and you know one is from a particular background and you know, I don't know. Why would you tell her to...
Is he white and she's black?
Yes. He told her to bow down to her.
And he was playing master and slave.
I mean, you know, bipolar.
He's bipolar?
Girl, were you not here with me? Yes.
Oh, my God.
So he's having an episode, and, but that's not right. They said it took 3 cops to get him off. But, like, no shade, no tea. Like, y'all didn't shoot him in the leg or tase him?
Yeah, and also, it's like, the bipolar aspect... I feel like you have to be very careful dealing with someone who has mental health issues when you're in a relationship with them. Because if you know that they could potentially have, like, an episode, it's like, you have to be really careful. You know what I'm saying? Because even though that they love you or whatever, they can snap, and that's very dangerous. Like, he could have killed this woman.
We had an episode on that, dating someone with mental health.
Oh, yes. Check that out. Yes. I will link it. You already know what I'm going to do. It's going to be on the story.
Oh, gosh. So, yes. Yeah. So, we did have an episode talking about dating someone with mental health issues. But prayers to him to hope he gets better. And I hope she gets better, too, and heal from this and not let it affect her. But, yeah. 3 cops. Good news. Good news. Stimmy checks are coming.
Ooh! Where the money resides.
I don't know if he trademarked that, so...
You think he trademarked with money? I would.
What? I would make money on that.
Just for me saying it, he's going to charge us? Oh, child. Don't do me like that.
So our stimulus checks are coming. I'm looking forward to it. That's going straight to my credit card because... What? No, my credit
card. That's going straight to Fashion Nova. No, so I'm lame. It's going straight to my credit card for real. Yeah. And half of my savings.
Yeah, half of my... No, I think all my credit card, because I need to pay off this one credit card bill that just keep climbing and climbing. So, I guess that's a point one for the Biden administration.
That's not point one.
I think that's a good... What else they did?
The first thing that they did was postpone the student loans again. They extended it
to September?
September 2021. Because they was going to make us pay now. You would have to pay now.
I thought I was supposed to start paying him. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's February. Yeah, they would have made you... And they would. You see how they would do us wrong?
Yeah.
You want me to start paying on Black History Month? That's so disrespectful.
No.
We and deserve I know, luxury and luxe.
And I know that they're working on canceling student debt. I mean, that's nice, but, like, it's just, like,
how are you guys... That's not realistic. They're not going to do it.
But how are you guys going to work with the rising cost of education? Like, the rising cost of college, which it shouldn't... because it's ridiculous, and no shade, no tea. Sometimes your degree don't get you a job.
Girl!
But my friend and I came up with a proposal. If y'all listening, Mike, listen. Y'all should do percentage. Like, y'all should base off people's income, their job. Ooh, you can also take into credit score, even though I feel like nobody should be defined by a number, especially with credit score. But, like, I think they should do a percentage. Let them get rid of, like, 50% or, like, 25% of the loans.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, maybe.
No.
Why? Do you think they should only take off 50,000? I don't have, like, no offense to anyone else, but I don't have $50,000 in debt. So when you guys clear that out, are you going to give me the remaining, the difference?
I thought they was going to do 10,000
per person. So now they're proposing 10,000, but some people are saying just cancel the student debt overall. But it's just like, no, you guys, it's not realistic. I just think you guys just need to, I don't know, it's too much inflation, especially with the education system. You think they're going to do
25%? But 25%, say, for example, someone has $100,000 in debt.
That's a lot to help.
But I understand that, but it's easier if they just take the shortcut and just
What's the shortcut?
10,000. 10,000 per person is way better than 25% of the person's loan. Because some people's loan is a lot.
So if 25% would it take off more?
Exactly. The government doesn't want to give us such a break like that.
All right.
They talked what they had to say to get to where they're at. And I'm telling you, they're not. It's unrealistic. I'm telling you. Like, this 10,000, we're begging for it. We don't even know if we're really, like, we're reaching.
If
we really believe we're going to get it, I think we're reaching.
I'm sorry. This pandemic really made me kind of look at our system, healthcare system, the government, and just, like, a shady eye because, like, they high-key failed us really bad.
100%.
I'm trying. I need a Canadian boyfriend. If you're down to be on 90 Day Fiancé, hit me up.
Ooh.
Because I'm trying to be 90 Day Fiancé with somebody from Canada.
Fiancé. We're just joking, but kind of serious.
Ah. Yeah. But that's all from our little intro, just to catch up. So we'll jump into our today's topic, adulting.
It's very hard.
Very ghetto.
It's the streets.
For the streets. For the birds. How old are you, Ashley?
Me? I thought about this today. I cannot believe I'm getting this old. I'm 26. I'm 26 years old and... how'd I get here? It's a trap.
I'm 27.
I gotta pay my own... car insurance. I must pay my own insurance. They gotta call me. And I'm calling them. They're like, what deductible, the payments? I was like, I don't know anything. I'm just a baby.
I told you to ask me. I would have helped you out. Growing up, and I always tell my little cousin this, like, yo, take out time. Like, right now, y'all living in lux. Like, y'all parents are taking care of y'all. Yes. I mean, sometimes y'all have to suffer with bullying, but just to report it.
Thug it out.
Yeah, and no, seriously, report it.
Because the world starts to bully you more when you're an adult.
Taxes and bills, they are aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I didn't think life would be this difficult or, like, you know, hard and stuff. And I feel like our parents made it easy, but, like, honestly, now that I'm looking at it, like, they were struggling themselves and they don't know what the hell they're doing. Like, right. You know what pissed me off? This might be a side note. When old people or older people are having trouble using the internet or their phone, it's just like, hold up, weren't y'all here before me and wasn't this out during y'all time? Like, how come y'all didn't know how to adapt?
Honestly, not really, though.
But look, imagine us. When we were younger, there was only flip phones. Mm-hmm. Now there's touchscreen phones. Did we not have to adapt? It's just like some people are just stuck in their ways. Like, maybe I'm just being rude, but...
You gotta be rude to old people. I don't give a damn. Don't say that. I'm part of the old people who don't know how to do it.
Get you a flip phone, then. But, like, I feel like another part of, like, adulting and, like, growing up is, like, we compare ourselves often.
All day long.
Like, I feel like with me, when I was younger, I had, like, a plan in my head, like, 25, married, 3 kids, I bought a house, you know, I have the career that I want, and... It's not that, and I'm not saying that, like, sometimes I'm like, ooh, that was a long shot goal, but, like, I'm still happy where I am, but, like, I feel like I should be further along in life, and I think that's the thing that sucks about adulting. Like, everyone thinks that, oh, you should have been here at this point, but it's just like, again, who's making those timestamps?
It's the should. Someone that I know tells me, shoulda, coulda, woulda doesn't help anything. And I'd be like, I should be doing this. Because you see younger people who have successful businesses, younger people who's getting married, younger people who's, like, you know, doing vacations. You're just like, damn, what the fudge? What the heck? Like, what about me? But the thing is, like, what we see is what people allow you to see. We have to always remember that. You're seeing people through a perfected lens. Because if I know I'm looking dusty, I'm not going to post a picture of me looking dusty if that's not what I want you to see.
Right.
And people only show you what they want us to see. And it's hard because I think, honestly, the truth is we're just on social media just too much. That's why I think it's like I commend you for taking the break that you needed to take. Because when you're on social media all day, you just, like, you even when you're laughing at TikToks, you're just like, damn, this person's probably making money. I could be doing this. I could be doing that. Or this person got this business. Let me do this. Let me do that. You feel like you should or you could be doing what they're doing. But the stuff that they're doing is maybe not even for you. I'm over here looking at comedians like, oh, this could be me. I'm like, I'm not even a comedian. Yeah. Like, I do fashion. I'm over here looking at this entrepreneur's thing. Oh, maybe I should start my own business. I don't know how to sell hair. My friend Chanel does, though. I'm gonna plug her business in the link in the bio.
Oh, gosh. All right? Yeah.
But I'm over here like, dag, like, you just have to feel like, oh, I know how to do this. Or I don't know how, like, you want to, it just makes you feel like you put your hand in so many pots, but you have to kind of have a linear focus and just stay in your lane.
Honestly, staying in your lane. And I think another thing that people don't really talk about when it comes to, like, getting older is that as we're getting older, our parents are getting older, too. Like, no shade, no tea. I don't know how God gave me these parents. I'm like, I'm taking care of them.
Child,
and they're my babies.
And I'm over here like, I swear I didn't have no kids, but I'm over here like, taking them to appointments. Right, like, what is this?
So it's like when the roles switch and stuff. It's
very challenging and hard, honestly.
Caring for your parents, especially if they're like ill, could also take a toll on you. Because it's like, you look at your parents and you're just like, yo, you know, when you're younger, you're like, oh my gosh, you're like super mom or super dad. And then now, like, you know, they're going through their stuff and you're just like, dang, like, oh my goodness.
It's a lot.
It's really, really tough. It's really tough. Yeah. And I feel like that's another thing that a lot of people don't prepare you for. Mm-hmm. Of that part in adulthood. For some reason, like, even though you know that people die, it's just like we have this weird thought that some way our parents are gonna live to forever. See us, to see these events, or we're gonna live to see all these events. But
yeah,
unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't pan out that way. But I don't think a lot of people talk about, like, the downside of adulting in a sense. But, like, if you're trying to stay positive, I guess you're more free to do stuff.
Yeah.
But life is not easy in any stage of your life. There's always something trying to mess it up. But, you know, we always push through and persevere.
Yeah.
Through the BS.
Yeah, I agree. It's a lot. And another thing, I think people don't teach us about, like, when the dynamics shift, like how you were saying. When the dynamics shift in the household, when the dynamic shifts in relationships, because romantic relationships are mad hard.
Yeah.
Mad hard, first and foremost, mad hard. And friendships is mad hard. Like, especially if your friend lives far away, and it's like you guys have to work on talking to each other all the time and stuff like that. It's just challenging. I think it's like a thing where, it's not like a thing like we're complaining, but it's just like, we're letting it be known that it is difficult, so that if other people are experiencing difficulties, you don't feel like you're experiencing difficulty all by yourself. But, I mean, life is hard, but the benefits of it is that, you know, you have your friends and your family who you love dearly to make it light. You know, that's what you gotta just be. That's what you gotta be so lovey-dovey. Like, for me, I feel like the kids always say, oh my gosh, Asha, you're so emotional. I get so emotional around them because I just remembered, like, them being so little. I was little too because I was young and I'm still young. I'm 26. But, like, I just remember them being so little. And I can't believe, how y'all 15, 16, you know, about to be 20. Like, it's just crazy to me that I'm like, sure, I'm about to be 30. Ah, goodness. Wait, it's just like a lot. And it's just like, I just get so emotional. That's why I hug on the girls and I love on them, because that's what I feel like people deserve. If we're going to be on earth, like, can we be enjoying? Like, can we have some like affection?
No, I
feel, but let's, like, jump into Valentine's Day, because you want to talk about Valentine's Day.
Oh my fucking gosh.
What? I don't know what's the problem.
I don't know what it is. I don't like that holiday.
I wish
I was Irish so bad so I can jump to St. Patrick's Day.
What? You have to be Irish to jump to St. Patrick's
Day? I don't like.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what it is. I'm black Irish.
So are you Are you okay with a man who says that he don't believe in Valentine's
Day? That's fine with me.
Okay.
Celebrate my birthday and Christmas as long as you like Jesus Christ and St. Patty Day. I want to do bar crawls.
What?
I want to drink beer. Even so I don't drink beer.
So, guys, I want to know. Do you guys feel...
Where did this come from, adulting? Now you want to jump into love, but that's fine.
Because adults need love, too. And Valentine's Day is around the corner. But I do want to know what you guys think about Valentine's Day. Do you guys feel like
it's a corrupt holiday
or it's just cute? I think it's cute, but...
I just feel like, why do you need one day to show love and to be compassionate to someone? You should be doing that all the time. Because in the Bible it says to show love.
Yeah, I understand but I don't know. Also, it's like, damn, this is Valentine's Day. Let me do a little show out for you. I think it's cool. I think it's cute.
You know why I don't like Valentine's Day? No shade, no tea. So, like, you know, New Year's, if you go to a New Year's party and you meet somebody and, you know, you hit it off and you might be talking. For some weird reason, like, for the past 3 years, I always get someone around the holiday season or towards the end of holiday season. Mm-hmm. And we're talking. And then when it comes to, like, Valentine's Day, you know, we haven't made it official or whatever. Gone. No communication.
Do you feel like people get a little weird around Valentine's
Day? People get weird.
People or men?
People. Both men and women.
Okay.
Explain this. Okay, so both, like, say if you're in the talking stage with someone, you started talking to someone from New Year's Eve. You know, get to know each other. You enter the new year with a whole brand new talking stage. BS, but okay. You get into the new year with the person you're talking to, and then come Valentine's Day, y'all don't know. Y'all haven't made it official if y'all dating or whatever. They just, like, you know, kind of ghost you. But then March 1st, you'll want to hit somebody up. I don't know. That's just me. I'm like, I don't take it that seriously. Even if we're talking, I'm like, oh, hey, happy Valentine's Day.
So if it's your husband, don't do anything for you Valentine's Day, you don't care?
I'm fine. Like,
really? I honestly...
Well, I say that now but because I'm not married, but like, watch when I get married and he don't give me nothing. But, oh, you're cheating on me?
Honestly, I'm not even going to front. I will tell you straight up. Like, I requested for some white roses. Will I get it? I don't know.
Ashley loves sappy shows. Like, there's like Ready to Love, Black Love.
I love those kind of things.
I'm feminine at heart.
Like, I love that. That's like my energy.
So am I not feminine because I don't know, like, love shows?
No, I like, that's like my feminine energy. I like the lovey-dovey. Will I say I'm angry if I was in a relationship and my man didn't do something Valentine's Day? I don't know about angry, but I will tell him straight up, like, just because you don't like it, that don't mean that I don't like it. Like, dang, like,
it's a pandemic.
You said it's a pandemic?
It's a pandemic. We shouldn't even be kissing.
Oh, also, now you don't want to be kissing. Okay. So you are the same people who be jumping to March then.
St. Patty's. That's what I'm waiting for. Like, I don't even like beer, but you know, what else they drink? Cognac? Whiskey. I like whiskey. I like bourbon. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm waiting for.
Okay, all right. So, with that, I'm gonna leave the Valentine's Day theme alone.
All right. Well, that was it for the Kickback Theory podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, if you celebrate it.
Happy Black History Month. What's another holiday up in here? President's Day.
Since it's Black History, who would be, like, your person who's, like, a Black inspiration right now? Like, who's an inspiration for you right now?
The entire Black community. I'm rooting for everyone Black. Like Issa Rae. Issa Rae, number one. Yo, y'all know I saw her so bad. She just celebrated 10 years of Awkward Black Girl.
Oh, I
can't
believe
that
it's
been so long.
And
that show got me through. Like, yo. Helped me get through life, honestly.
Yo, for real. That show was the bomb.
I like her. And our resilience. Because honestly, when the riots happened at Capitol Hill, we could have went and be like, oh, how come you guys didn't... People wrote about it. Like, if it was Black bodies that were doing it, they would have been, like, shut down and killed. But we stayed strong. I think we're just, you know, we're up to the BS of our justice system, mm-hmm. and the politics that's in this country. But I just love Black people. I love when they, like, uplift each other and stuff. So Black History Month, I'm always happy to see, like, what different teachers are teaching them, or, like, Black teachers. I don't know. What's yours?
My Black Excellence shout out. That's what I meant to call it. So my Black Excellence shout out goes to Shiona Torini. I love Shiona Torini. Like, I mean, like, girl, if you ever hear this podcast, I call you Shishi. Like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I love Shishi. Like, I love her. She's fly. I'm gonna need you guys to get into it. She is the costume designer of Insecure, and I love her. She's so fly. She's originally from Bermuda. And she love a good crop top like me. I wear crop top and open toe sandals in the wintertime. If you guys see my reels, y'all see that's what I like to wear. But I love her. I just, she's fly.
All right. Again, we're going to wrap it up. This is the end of the Kickback Theory podcast. Thank you so much, you guys. And we'll catch you next time. All right. Bye.
Bye.